it's Julia Cole, and you're listening to the Hits Collecting Desk with Donald Jenkins.
It doesn't matter.
Julia Cole, we're actually new friends, but honestly, we've known of each other for a while, so I'm going to tell the funny story, all right?
All right.
Because I think it makes me sound like a creeper, but I'm really not a creeper. So the way we met, I'm not even kidding. You can say, yeah, you're totally making this up. I did meet a girl, and y'all look very similar, and to this day, I don't know who it is. But we did meet out, and at the time, you know, I was doing the Making It Happen videos.
Mm-hmm.
Going out, just interviewing people on Music Row, basically. It didn't matter where you were in your career. It's just like, hey, how are you making it happen? You know? So I had met her out, told her the story, and she's like, yeah, absolutely. So I don't know, somehow I was on Facebook, and when I saw your picture or something, like, I'm like, oh, that's that girl, because I don't know, and I just messaged her, and it was you, and you and I had never met.
Nope.
So, yeah, what thought ran through your mind, like, who's this guy, you know?
Well, I just went and checked out a bunch of your videos that you'd put up on YouTube, and then I was like, oh, sweet, I'm down to do one of these, whatever.
There's nothing wrong with that, but you're from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, like, how did you even, because you went to Vanderbilt, you didn't major in music.
I mean, we had Belmont,
which is a great music school,
right?
That a lot of people that are pursuing music go to.
And I toured the school. I actually almost played volleyball there. I, like, went and toured the athletic facilities and all that, but there's no football team there, and I just, like, couldn't pass up going to a school in the SEC. Granted,
a true Texas girl.
Granted,
right here.
Can we really count Vanderbilt's football team? I mean, we could when Franklin was there.
Okay.
So it's got its ups and downs, but it's still just different not having that school spirit and that sports atmosphere, and I couldn't deal without it.
Right.
So, basically, I got my start, I know it's such a weird story, I got my start in music via sports. Played sports my entire life. That's, my dad had 3 daughters and totally wished he had a son, and we never did dance, and we never did cheer, we were always just in sports.
Right.
And so I was playing volleyball, basketball, and running track in high school, and I did the national anthem for my own volleyball and basketball games, and it kind of spread to everything. I went to a 4,000-kid high school. I started singing the anthem for all the different events at my school. And then it kind of spread to everything in Houston. One day, my volleyball coach was like, why don't you send your anthem into the Houston Texans and just, you know, see what happens with that. And so I started singing for the Texans, Astros, Dynamo, NASA.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
All this crazy stuff. And I'm in high school at this point. I'm like, this is insane.
You're only singing in front of what?
75,000 people. Sold out season closer was my first anthem with the Texans. I was literally dying. It was the coolest thing ever. Well, once I was out there in front of all those people and I wasn't even nervous, that's when I knew that music was definitely what I needed to do. Because it was, I felt like I was right where I belonged.
Right.
Performing there. So I started. And I played piano since I was 5, thanks to Mom, with all of the fights we had. She gets to throw out the I told you so's over and over, and I, you know, she gets them.
You were
she
still
did.
Like, I just want to go play volleyball or soccer
literally,
or whatever.
Literally, yeah. This song's kind of funny. Part of it actually relates to the whole journey of the music industry and that career. The second verse really does. It's basically... I'll explain more after I play it, so I don't give anything away.
First.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll play it first.
Well, how about it? It's all you.
I've been checking you, checking me out all night. You look good in the neon light. Hey, and I look good on you. Bartender, call, last chance. And I really want to slow down. Keep you.
And I have this overwhelming urge to take a shot right now.
I know. It's funny because, like, it's really not a drinking song, but it's called Shots.
Right. You have, like, it's more about subliminal messages in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah, no, I'm totally... The whole chorus might knock me to the floor, hit me like a slamming door. But it's really about taking chances, and I've always kind of wanted to have a music video that I could involve sports in, and this is the first one that I think I can actually, like, have sports involved, because, you know, you miss every shot that you don't take. You're never going to win if you don't play. And,
Well, so the question is, it's not cut. Is it planned to be cut? Is it? Did you write it for yourself? Is this something? This might be for somebody else.
I definitely wrote it for myself. I love the song. I hope I cut it. I mean, I'm going to show it to my publisher and my management, and we'll see if everybody else is on board with it too. I have a lot of songs that are kind of in the running for being on the next EP and getting cut, but I really think this one, like, has a good shot. So we'll see. How long it collects dust for. So
I absolutely love it. So
Thank you.
I don't know how much my opinion counts, but I love it. How's that?
Well, that does matter. You've seen a lot of the greats come through, so I'm hoping that this song makes it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Well, I mean, I have some questions that I've been asking everybody, but I'm going to add one for you, and it's going to be at the end. And then if you have any questions for me, I don't know why I did this, just because I didn't want it to be, like, all interview-ish.
Right.
I feel like y'all get interviewed all the time, to a certain extent.
It's true, and you answer the same questions over and over.
And I was like, all right, this is really not about you coming to a radio station. this is not my living room. It's right down the street from my house. You know, and I was like, I just want, like, people to experience what I've been fortunate enough to experience. And so I'm just going to open the door. It was really cool. We'll just have people come in and sing one of our songs, tell a story, and tell me about you. So I will say, you know, while you don't have this long history question like some of the other guys in here, but when you did first start pursuing music, okay, maybe senior year in high school, right? So 4 or 5 years, right? You probably...
Yeah, first Texans anthem was junior year of high school.
Yeah.
And I'm a college graduate now, so I'm... old.
All right, first of all, I don't even want to hear that. We're not talking about numbers right
up.
Now. What is that?
I can't go to the frat parties anymore. No.
Gee, I feel sorry for you, really.
No, actually, my life is probably going to really, really increase in productivity post frat party
did.
Hangovers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really more in the substance area, hey, you know, I loved college, so I can't say anything, but... I will ask, maybe you still know this, but if you could, maybe sit down and have a conversation right when you graduated high school, and, I don't know, have coffee. What would you tell yourself? Knowing what you know now. Is there anything that you would say, hey, now that I know this?
I think I would definitely tell myself that, okay, people ask me all the time, like, what do you define as success?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a typical question. And I guess I'm learning that as of right now, like, I am successful because I define success as if I enjoy the people that I'm with and I'm surrounded by the majority of my time, which is going to involve what you're doing, like your career. But if you love the people that you're working with, that is success to me.
Yeah.
And as of right now, I've got the best team in the world, and I have so much support that every day, I mean, even the little things that happen, they're big successes, and it's more fun when I get to share it with these people. And just like a normal day of co-writing or a normal day of being in the studio, I'm with people that I enjoy spending my time with. And I know, cliche, you never know when you're gonna, you know, have to, like, say goodbye, or, like, you won't, you know, have another day, or that entire truth.
Sure.
I think it's really important to enjoy the steps along the way.
Yeah, that's, God, that's wise beyond your years, but so true. And that's what a lot of the guys that, you know, I've already had in here, just conversations I've had in the past, is like, you almost have to learn to be almost conscious about enjoying the now.
Yeah.
And not always looking to,
because there's always somewhere, there's always something else to do.
Always.
There will never be, I did it, I did it. It's like...
Yeah, and we really went through that progression earlier. It's like, when I get a pub deal, when I get a label deal, well, then it's when I get a hit, then, well, when I get two, and then when I...
When's my next number one? Yeah, when's my next Grammy?
Yeah,
you
right?
know, it's never gonna stop.
Yeah, so I would, gosh, wise beyond your years, but that is great advice, and it seems to be a common theme with a lot of people that I've already talked to. So, what's the best advice that? That's the advice you would tell yourself, you know, enjoy and live the moment, which it looks like you are. What's the best advice you've gotten from somebody else?
Aside from, you know, Chuck Cannon and Laurie White are the two that really helped me start kickstarting everything. Mm-hmm. That's who I have my publishing deal with. It's Holler Music. And I met Chuck when I was in Houston playing a songwriter's camp. And I was teaching a songwriter's camp, and he came in to be a guest speaker. And we bonded, went and got lunch after. I sold merch for him at a show that night. He was like, when you come back to Nashville, we gotta go meet my wife. She's a badass producer. Like,
yeah.
Y'all are gonna love each other. Laurie is, like, my role model, spirit animal, everything. She's the coolest person ever, and she's good at everything, which is incredible. I don't know if y'all know Laurie White, but she's literally, like, Tom Hanks' Castaway. She's that girl. She's an actress at the end of that. You know, she's the... Yeah. She was the lead female role in Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire on Broadway. She's had multiple record deals. She sold a... What is it? She has a couple of gold records. Like, I mean, she's also just, like, an amazing mom. Has three incredible kids.
Yeah.
And she's a publisher. And just... She does so many amazing things that... Really what I've learned from the both of them is that it all comes down to the art, the content, like songwriting comes first.
Yeah.
If you are writing amazing music, it'll get out there.
Right.
Everything else is obviously necessary, but no matter what you do, if you don't have good songs, it's kind of pointless to be out doing what you're doing. So
yeah.
Make sure that you focus on songwriting.
Yeah, I'm not real sure if everybody's aware of this. I think it's like a common known thing if you live here or have been here a while, but I think maybe outside the limits of the industry, most people maybe look at artists as, you know, maybe they even write their own music and that's it, or they never wrote music and they just sing other people's. But
mm-hmm.
It's always now, typically now, it's like you're both. You're like a writer and an artist.
I mean, the revenue streams have changed.
Yeah.
You need that publishing and songwriting revenue
yeah.
for a label to really think that you are worth their time and effort.
Right. So
and it's sad because, like, a lot of people who were just solely songwriters aren't getting as many cuts, and it's become a more
yeah.
difficult job. But I am fortunate because writing is what I wanted to do. Like, I was going
right.
to go to college to, you know, play sports, and I wanted to major in creative writing. Like, I wrote a book in high school. I was a published poet in high school. Like, writing was what I wanted to do.
Right.
And once I started singing, I kind of just combined the music, you know, the lyrics with the piano that I'd been playing for forever, and got to combine all my passions into one,
mm-hmm.
which was really exciting. But I don't know. I mean, some people who don't necessarily want to be songwriters, like, they just want to perform, it's become much more difficult,
yeah.
like, for those people.
And
it
really
used
has.
To be more of a possibility, but now,
yeah.
especially in country music.
Well, I mean, look at Chris Stapleton. Like, he's
yeah.
been a writer in town. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, with that voice, it's like, how are we just now, you know, from a world standpoint, hearing
right.
him?
Right, yeah.
But he's been in Nashville as a writer. He's got cuts and all kinds of stuff
mm-hmm.
by other artists. So.
And, I mean, that's kind of how a lot of people make it as an artist, is they write amazing content
yep.
and they get cut by other people, and then people start paying attention to them and realize, why aren't you making, you know, why aren't they performing their songs? They're
right.
incredible.
Yeah.
Sam Hunt, same thing.
Yep.
Cam, same thing. Like, there's a ton of people that had cuts on other artists, and eventually people are like, yo, why aren't we, you know, Meghan Trainor. They were trying to get All About That Bass cut by somebody else.
Yeah.
And nobody would cut the song. And you know, the producer's like, why don't we get whoever sang the demo? Let's get her out here.
I've heard a couple of, you know, my artist friends that do, you know, search and look for other songs. And they always say, you know, they can point out, or they'll tell you the ones that, like, man, I hate when I get a demo from them. Because to hear the person demo it, they're so good.
Yeah.
You know, and then to make it yours, it's like, but they're so good.
Right.
So I'm like, I know. And that's really, at the end of the day, I think that's what I came up with this. Because even the writers that you know, write the song that maybe another artist sings, but you're like, oh, wait, but have you heard the writer sing it?
Right,
you know,
it's yeah.
like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so great.
But. It's crazy. Wendell Mobley, I don't know if you know Wendell Mobley, incredible songwriter. That's what you think when you hear him play his songs.
Wow.
I just performed with him at the Mountain High Music Festival in Crested Butte, Colorado.
Yeah.
And my jaw was just, like, on the floor his entire performance, every show. He's so good.
I was that way 10 years ago. Sounds weird, but talk about
TBT.
This woman. Stop. Show my age. So I moved here when I was 11. But same thing, you know, with, like, even Brett Eldridge, you know, I remember 18 years ago, there was a little buzz then. It was like he was already going to be, and then it just takes time, you know. But, God, he was one of the best vocal talents that I knew, male-wise. And obviously he's doing very well now.
He's so great.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to now? What are you, what's that next thing that you're like, well, I'm really looking forward to this?
Well, I think now I finally have music that I'm really proud of that is professionally recorded by the most amazing studio musicians in Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's a product that I am proud of. And it's something that now I can put all of those marketing classes and things like that, as well as I get to be on the road and touring. So, you know, post-signing with CAA, I'm having shows all over the place.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm getting to reach new people that I would have otherwise never had the opportunity to meet and connect with. It's becoming a lot more about getting the music out there now. And I'm still writing a lot. Every time I'm in Nashville, that's all I spend my time doing, co-writing. But when I'm out of town, I mean, it's...
Learning
here's my songs,
it's
the road life.
No, I get it. Well, gosh, last question. So, all right, you played sports, right? Volleyball, soccer, what else?
Soccer was when I was little, but volleyball, basketball, and track were my three main ones.
Okay, so you play the piano, obviously you play the guitar, you sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, secondary, you went to Vanderbilt and Dean's List, grades. So you also, you're a gorgeous girl. Tell me, what do you not do well? I mean,
I am
give me your weakest.
I have no self-control when it comes to ice cream and chocolate. Like, I mean,
that doesn't
I
count because
I
that's a lot of us.
I haven't gone a day without chocolate in like over 2 years. And I'm not saying that in like a joking way. I eat it every single day.
Okay.
I've already had it today, and it's like noon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have a problem, but I'm okay with it because
it's chocolate.
Everyone has to, you know.
And everybody will, to a certain extent, be, yeah, they'll agree with you. So.
But it's like to a really extreme extent. Like, I don't go a day without it.
Well, you know what you're doing, right? You're just giving me ammo. Now I know exactly how to get you back. You know, and
no, literally, my signing party for CAA, I walk in, there's a giant jar of Nutella, a bag of dark chocolate chips, and a bottle of Fireball. There was a food buffet on the other side and a giant picture of me and, like, all the stuff up on the wall. I didn't notice any of that. All I saw was the Nutella, chocolate chips, and Fireball. Went straight for it, opened the Fireball, and, like, ripped out the Nutella. Like, it's a problem, and it's, like, kind of...
Well, once again, I at least know I will have chocolate next time, and that can at least, I have that in my toolbox now, but I do appreciate you coming by. I know you're going to get busy, and I'm not going to get the chance to hear you, but promise me this, come back anytime, we're going to do this a lot, play any other songs, and then when you're on the road, maybe even like Skype us sometimes, and then that would be cool.
That'd be so fun.
Because as you're out there growing, getting your music out there, then we'll still be able to connect with you and stuff like that. So I'm excited
to
watch
it.
So, hey, thanks for coming to hang out with that weird guy that like messaged you.
Oh,
like,
please. Thanks for having me. Seriously, it's a blast.
Awesome. Julia Cole. And big thanks, but awesome. And we'll see. I don't know. I'm not going to put a time frame on anything because you hit the nail on the head. Like, you're successful now. And so,
thanks.
At the end of the day, if you're enjoying what you're doing, it shows. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
High five. Boom.